Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where many of you are there right now watching the show, listening to the show. We so appreciate it, and we love our Friends with Benefits members. If you're Friends with Benefits members, you get 4 shows a week. You get your emails answered right away. You get special gifts. You get special attention. You're one of the family. So thanks, everyone, for becoming a Friends with Benefits member. And happy Monday, and most importantly, happy Halloween.
I know. Why aren't you wearing a costume right now?
Why aren't you wearing a costume right now?
Because I have to wear one later.
What are you wearing later? Do you have your company party?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to bust out the Tinky Winky outfit. Maybe it's played out by now.
I thought that's why you got the Tinky Winky.
I've worn it so many times. I even wore it on Thursday to
you
another
did?
Party.
You did? We need all the pictures because we've got a Menace and Tinky Winky album going on the website.
Really? Yeah. There's some on my Facebook.
Yeah. He's the gay Teletubby. That's what
I didn't know it was the gay one until
after I
bought the
costume. Oh, someone complained that I say whatevs too much. I got an email from a listener, and he was like, what's with the whatevs? Do you think I overdo it?
Well, see, this is where you messed up. You're listening to the listeners because I never
I shouldn't listen to listeners. Okay, anyway, I just thought it was funny because I just said whatevs.
I appreciate you as a fan, but don't tell me what to fucking do.
Don't tell me what to do. Don't listen. Okay.
Hey, real quick. I don't know. We haven't been. It seems like we haven't done this in so long.
We haven't. I was in New York. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was all weirded out. I shushed you right when we started the show because for some reason when I had this on mute, I could still hear it through the headphones.
That's so strange.
And that's bad because we usually say really bad stuff before
right.
that.
Right. We like swear and
yeah, so that's why
mean.
That's why I pointed and
that's
shushed
you. That's why you shushed
you.
Me? Yeah. I'm used to you pointing and shushing me.
Just letting you know.
Dude, you point and shush me all the time. Like today's any different?
I know.
Okay, so listen. Today, happy Halloween. We are going to be doing some trick or cheating. That's the topic for today's show.
Mm-hmm.
What constitutes cheating and how to tell if you're being cheated on? Trick or cheating? Love it. We'll also be reading your emails that you send to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Please call us and leave us a message anytime on our voicemail, 415-992-7392. We will play it on the air. So if you don't feel like writing us an email at feedback@sexwithemily.com, you can just call up and be like, hey, I've got a question, my girlfriend, blah, 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 or my boyfriend, and we'll play it on the air and we'll answer it. So we love that. We are doing giveaways, too, of my book, Why Does Your Sex Life Need Improvement? Tell me why you need to have my new book, which is called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it in bookstores. Some bunch of people told me they saw it in bookstores, and I haven't gone to bookstores yet
have
to see it.
Have you yet to see it in the bookstore?
I've been too busy, honey.
How the F do you have a book out and you don't go to the store?
Because I'm lame. But I got to tell you, it's number 30 on Amazon in sex
nice.
And health. I know.
Nice.
It's number 30. It's doing really well. If you buy it, you got to review it because it's a really good book. Not just because I wrote it, but it really will help improve your sex life, which I assume this is why you're listening to the show, because you want to improve your sex life. So if you want to read a book that will help you, then that is the book for you. And we also have to talk about Tenga. Tenga is amazing. Sex toys, they're not just for women. Tenga are revolutionary products from a Japanese company that does the work of masturbation for you, for men. And it's a lot better than your left hand. It's engineered to give maximum pleasure and will give you amazing sensations you have never felt before. The masturbation sleeves that go over your penis with the nubby things inside. It also helps to increase your stamina and prevent premature ejaculation. Their website is tenga.co.jp. They're in Japan. You know, everything cool comes out of Japan. And these are like everywhere now. Everyone's talking about it because you know sex toys are huge in the world. Like after half of all women have admitted to having a sex toy. And I think it's time for men to start having sex toys, including yourself.
You've been pushing this on me for years to get some sex toys.
I know.
It's not good. Hold on one second. Just for the listeners.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on mute.
Okay. Hi. Sorry.
Technical difficulty.
So it sounds okay. I sound funny?
It was just like a sound thing. It sounds funny.
No.
I just wanted to ask you.
No, I got nothing.
I thought you had like Invisalign in your
mouth. I don't. No Invisalign, but I should. Because I had braces and then my teeth shifted and I never wore the headband.
I want an Invisalign so bad.
Me too.
I do.
They should get them as an advertiser and then we can
I've been
them.
Trying to for years, but they really? Don't want to advertise with me.
Okay. So this week in New York was amazing.
I know. Tell me all about it. I saw you on TV. What the hell?
I was on the Today Show with Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Yeah. I love them.
I love them too. They do the show from 10 to 11. You can check out the video on my – it's going to be on the website soon, but it's on my Facebook page. It's on my Sex with Emily Facebook page. You can also find me on Twitter, Sex with Emily. But anyway, I was on the Today Show. It was so exciting. It was so cool. And Justin Timberlake, this is the thing. You go in the green room, right, and everyone has their own room.
Yeah.
It says – and there's like three different green rooms. It said Justin Timberlake and relationship expert. Right next to each other. And I wanted to take a picture of it. And then they pulled out – he already went on stage. And so they pulled out his card. But it was really exciting to be on the show. I wasn't nervous. I thought I'd be really nervous. But they asked us questions about – like from the audience about relationship issues. And I was with two other relationship experts. And it was really fun. So, I mean, being on the Today Show was total great. And Kathy Lee was great. And Hoda. They drink on their show every day. And they did not share any alcohol with us. And I'm like, I'm so ready to down some alcohol at 8 a.m. Yeah. But it was a thrill. It was a total thrill.
I love them. They're awesome. And you did awesome.
Thank you.
I watched it while I was on the radio. I turned down the radio. I could have had dead air, but I had to watch it. And it was really, really good.
Thank you. Menace called to tell me that I did good. And I got to tell you, when Menace gives me a compliment, I know that it's right spot on because he's not just throwing them out there.
No, no, no.
So thank you. I've gotten good feedback on it. So check it out for today's show. It was awesome. And then I did a big book party on Friday night at the Museum of Sex for my book, Hot Sex. And there was like 60, 70 people there. And it was at the Museum of Sex on the animal floor. So it was the third floor and it's all these animals having sex. So like panda bears effing and like – it was an interesting room.
I got to change your settings on your Facebook because I saw that. I saw that picture, but you didn't post it.
No, my friend posted it.
Somebody tagged you in it. Like, got to change your settings. I don't let anybody tag me in
photos. I know, and I always tag you in photos, and they never show up on your page. So that was really fun. And then, I did a briefing. I did a bunch of stuff. I just met with – I had to – that whatever. It was great for the book tour. I was on a bunch of radio shows on Sirius XM.
Uh-huh.
It was really fun.
Did you go out?
I had no time to meet any men.
What?
I was supposed to have a blind date. Mm-hmm. So one of the women that was on the on today's show with me is her name's Amy Laurent, and she's a relationship expert.
Yeah.
And she was like, after the show, she was like, oh my God, I totally should fix you up with someone. And she had a guy to fix me up with, and then it fell through because I had another.
Oh, he ditched you?
He probably saw my picture and was like,
canceled on you?
He didn't cancel on me. We just didn't. I had too much other stuff going on. But maybe next
time.
What
was wrong with him?
He sounded hot. I talked to him on the phone.
He sounded hot?
Well, I talked to him on the phone. He's like, you sound really cute. I'm like, you sound really cute. And we were supposed to go on a date, but it didn't work. But next time I'm in New York, it'll happen.
What was wrong with him?
Nothing was wrong with him. It was just
I'm asking why. I always ask why would a woman suggest a man to another woman?
Well, she's
like, why wouldn't she just want to date him?
That's what I asked him. Like, did you bone him yet?
Yeah, she probably totally did.
She said she didn't, and she's a matchmaker. That's what she does for a living. She matches up people. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll totally go on a date with him. I mean, I don't really know her, but I was like, she's got a great matchmaking company. So I was like, okay, great. But then it didn't work out. But I haven't gone on any dates. I just got back late last night.
What time did you fly in?
I flew in at like 9. I got in.
Where'd you stay?
I stayed at one of my oldest friends in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, with all the hipsters.
I love when you say oldest friends. Because you didn't say girlfriend. You said friends.
Girlfriend.
It was a girlfriend?
And her husband.
No way.
Yeah. It was not sexual.
Really? That's usually when you can call out a woman when she goes by friend.
I know.
When they're
like, I'm going out with a friend tonight. What does that mean? No, I stayed with a friend, Allison, who I lived with actually for 12 years from college through San Francisco. And so she and her husband live in Williamsburg, which is very different than staying in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I didn't love it, but I liked it. Mm-hmm. And it was comfortable.
Did you feel hip?
I had my own bedroom. I felt hip. I always feel hip. But I didn't, to be honest, it was all work. I did not get to shop. I did not get to date. I didn't do a lot of
that's
fun
weak.
Things. I know. I suck. I was there for a week too. But I'm really happy to be back and do the show. I miss it. Like I miss it in my heart when we're not doing the show. It's like painful. And I miss you.
I know.
And I missed your birthday. What'd you do?
I went to a couple parties. Thursday, I saw one of my favorite bands.
Who?
Shiny Toy Guns.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know who they are. Saw them. Got to hang out with them for a little bit. That was fun. And then the next day, my birthday, I went to sushi.
Love it.
And
love
then
sushi.
I went and bought a bottle. of rum.
Okay.
And then I went and watched a movie, The Rum Diaries, with Johnny Depp.
Okay.
So disappointing.
Bad movie.
It wasn't bad movie. It just never really went anywhere.
Okay.
It was kind of boring.
Got it. Did you get laid?
And yes, of course I did.
On your birthday?
Yes.
Awesome. By who
doesn't? You know.
This girl that you already slept with?
Yeah, no. Girls I already sleep with.
Right.
There's no new people.
You just like rotate these the girls that you sleep with already. There's like no one new in the pool.
No, I don't really bring anybody new in.
No, just the old.
And do you know what I did get on my birthday for having sex? Rug burns on my knees. Hurts. What?
Oh,
so bad. I'm in pain.
Really?
Yeah.
You had rug burns.
You ever have that happen to you?
Totally. I call them sex wounds.
What do you do to fix them up?
You should have put a towel down. Was it in your apartment?
It's too late. I'm telling you, what do you do now?
Oh, rug burns. You just put on like you put on like what's it called? The ointment for
Bengay?
No.
Tiger Balm?
What's it called? First aid stuff. First aid stuff for rug burn.
Aloe vera?
Yeah, you could put on aloe vera. You could put on what the F is it called? You know, that creamy stuff that you put on before you put your Band-Aid on. Do you know what I'm talking about, Tiana? It's like lotion. It's like I'll give it to you after. It's first aid stuff. And then put Band-Aids on.
Yeah.
So, dude, you must have had rockin' sex if you got sex wounds.
Yeah, you know, I was intoxicated, whatever.
You're always intoxicated.
No.
I just, my dream for you in this new birthday year is to have non-intoxicated sex.
Yeah, but it's not as fun.
I don't know.
Remember that couple that, they gave us that email and they said they used to get wasted all the time and have awesome sex and then they stopped getting wasted and they're like, how boring it is now?
Yeah, because they're depressives and they were addicted to drinking a pint a night of whatever it was.
They sounded like people that I want to hang out with.
Menace, we do not promote alcoholism on the show.
I'm not promoting alcoholism. I'm promoting a good time is what I'm promoting.
You don't even remember it. All you remember is the rug burns.
Yeah, I do.
If you didn't have rug burns, you wouldn't even know that you got laid.
That is a total.
But I remember in college getting really bad rug burns on my back, and that's when we came up with the term sex wounds because there was rugs and I.
Did you used to show them to your girlfriends?
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
I was like, look at my sex wounds. Yeah, you got to be careful about those though.
Yeah, you guys are so bad. You just share everything, guys.
Everything.
We're locked down tight, man.
I don't know.
I didn't tell any of my friends about the knees. You're the first person to know.
Oh, I'm so
honored.
I'm
just not
like
want
to get you stuff for your knees, though, to put Band-Aids, and you got to put this stuff on it.
Yeah, give me some Hello Kitty Band-Aids.
Dude, Tiana is Hello Kitty today.
Nice. Do you have Band-Aids?
Yeah, look how cute she is. My intern is no.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any Band-Aids on me. Sorry about that. So I'm trying to think what else happened this week. So it's Halloween. I kind of missed the whole celebration because I was in New York, so I didn't do anything.
So what are you going to do tonight? It's Halloween.
Nothing.
Official.
But do people go out tonight?
Yeah. My work is having a giant party.
Oh, should I come?
No.
As your date? I could be really hot and sexy. Do you know what I dress as every year?
What?
I came up with this outfit a few years ago because I have this awesome gold dress. It's like cut out my stomach. I look sexy. It's like mm-hmm. tight and long. And I go as Queen Midas. You know, like King Midas?
Yeah.
Everything he touches turns to gold. I go as Queen Midas. Everything I touch. So I'm all gold.
Where's the photos for the website?
From a few years ago?
Yeah.
I'll post them. And if you invite me to your party tonight, I should go.
I'm only going to go to the party for like an hour and then I'm going home.
All right.
Because I got to get up. I have priorities, man. I'm not like these chicks. I was actually just talking about this today. Or people that just have to go out.
I know.
Or it's the end of the all.
Halloween.
Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Not my thing.
I'm going there because it's a work function.
Right.
Hour. And
do
then
they always
deuces.
Have work function Halloween parties?
Yeah. But not actually on Halloween. This is the first time because there was a – I mean, you missed out in San Francisco. San Francisco was insane from Thursday through Sunday.
I'm sure. I'm so glad I missed
parties,
it.
Parties. Just crazy stuff.
People
on the street.
Like, people here always dress in costumes.
Yeah.
And then when it's Halloween, it's
they just
like
go
times
over the
10.
Top. Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry I missed it, but not really. Because I've been – I'm fine. I've lived here for so long, and I've done it, and I've gone out, and I've been a million different things. So I'm fine with that. But happy Halloween, everyone.
Which,
I hope you go out
but
in
it's
sexy,
really cool
slutty outfits.
About Halloween is the slutty outfits, though.
I know.
It just gives girls a reason to pretend they're not really sluts.
Exactly.
They
they're like, every other day of the year, I'm not a slut, but
yeah,
today
right.
I am. I wear slutty outfits on Halloween. I wish that you invited me to your party because I would whip out this gold dress. I'd be the hottest chick there.
You can go. I'll get you tickets and drink tickets, and you can have a good time.
Where's it at?
It's on Van Ness at the Regency.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
There's like 20 DJs.
I don't want to beg my way into your party.
I'll give you tickets.
I don't want a charity ticket.
Just go. I just don't want to go.
That's cool. Whatever. We don't have to do it. So that's what I got. And then we've got some sex in the news. You know, like what my leading story is.
Oh, I broke the story.
You did?
No.
Okay.
But I was one of the first people to post about it. It was crazy.
Okay. Kim Kardashian is filing for divorce.
No!
72 days of not-so-wedded bliss to Chris Humphries, they've learned, and now we have the documents. We're told even though the marriage was short, she's not seeking an annulment. It's a garden-variety divorce in which Kim cites irreconcilable differences. The date of separation is listed as of today, October 31st, and I wonder if she has to pay him any money, you think?
No way. But see, the thing is, I think that she's doing the divorce instead of the annulment, which I think she should just do because, look.
Why not annul it?
Because a divorce, she can get money out of it.
Oh.
And.
She's not going to get money, though.
Hmm? Who knows the details of that?
She has more money than him, I would assume.
She does. But I'm just saying, who knows, you know, what the deal was made on the prenup? Like, she could be entitled to some money out of it.
She's an idiot. She knew him for less than a year and got married and had a $10 million wedding. Like, don't people – isn't there no reality checks? Is she surrounded by yes people?
Look. I'm not really talking – I'm not really going to talk any crap about Kim Kardashian.
Okay, why?
Because I think what was going on with Kim Kardashian was the total thing that was happening to me around – she's the same age as me. She was just having a freak out. She's 30-something years old. Her sister, youngest sister just got married. Her older sister just had a baby. There's all this attention around them and their life. And the younger sister even had their own break-off reality show about being married. And she her whole life has been, and she said this many times since she's been on television, like she has been planning her dream wedding since she was a child.
So she was just like,
okay, this guy's cool. And
he'll do.
And she wanted to have a wedding.
Wow.
And she probably made a bazillion dollars
from television.
So this is the only thing that I don't see. Like, okay, just have an annulment. You don't need a divorce to get money out of it because you know what? I just tweeted before the show started. You're going to make more money off selling the story about the breakup.
What happened though? Why did they break up?
They haven't said yet.
But what do you like? I saw something. I was reading like a trashy magazine on the plane. Mm-hmm. Something like he's partying too much and he's not really around.
He doesn't care. He doesn't wait on her hand and feet. He's not
right.
He talks shit to her. Like if you watch the promo.
Oh.
If you watch some of the promos for like upcoming episodes, because they're about to just release another television show of her and him in New York and her sister and.
Was filmed before the divorce.
Yeah, before – and in the promo, the guy's talking about how, when, you know, we have kids and ready to, you know, settle down, I really want to move back to Minnesota. And Kim is like, I don't want to move back to Minnesota. What about my career? And he goes straight up to her and he says, by the time we have kids and they're in school, no one's going to care about you anymore.
Oh, my God.
That's in the promo.
Wow.
Like, he just doesn't wait on her hand and feet. And maybe that's somebody that she needs.
Right. But here's the bottom line. What we should all learn from this is that before you get married to somebody, there are a list of questions that you should ask them. I should write a book on this. There are a list of things that you need to get clear on before you get married. For example, I'd like to move to Minnesota one day. When we have kids, are we having kids? When are we having kids? What religion are we going to raise our kids? What happens if we're ever attracted to someone else and that comes up? Are we going to talk about it? There's just a series of things. It sounds like they knew each other for 5 minutes and then they spent the other – like they knew each other for 10 minutes. They spent the first 5 minutes getting to know each other, the last 5 minutes planning the wedding, and now they're getting divorced. But they didn't have any conversations in between. So that shouldn't – like they should have said like, I want to go to Minnesota. Like that could have been a deal breaker. She's like, I'm never moving to Minnesota. Maybe we shouldn't get married. But they have these conversations after they get married. People do this all the time. So dumb. Talk to your partner. Yeah. Don't get caught up in the wedding and the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, if she was truly in love with him, then, you know, that I guess that's the only loss out of it.
Truly in love after dating for 6 months.
So what? You've never been in love. You don't know.
I've been in love.
Yeah, right.
I've been in love like a long time ago.
Like when you were 16.
No. Well, yeah. But since then, I have been in love. But it's been a very long time since I've been in love. I'm in love with sex.
So that's why you're so jaded right now.
I'm not jaded.
You're so jaded.
I'm just jaded about this dumb mistake she made publicly for $10 million wedding, but I'm sure she got paid a lot.
What are you talking? Yeah, she got made way more than that.
Maybe she knew she was going to end it with him, but she just anyway. So that's
big. She has made money off this from beginning to end. She's set for life. So what is the loss? That's what I'm saying. The only loss.
And this is
her
third wedding or second wedding?
Second wedding. I'm saying the only loss is if she was really in love with the guy, then right. That's the only part that she's losing.
Like
public opinion, freaking who cares about public opinion? You're set. You're young.
She makes millions.
Yeah,
right.
You're young. You're still gonna live your life. You're still gonna go out and date more people. You're good.
Right.
No problems.
Okay.
So anybody's like talking crap about it.
No, I'm just saying it's like kind of seems like a silly thing to do. To get married without ever having a conversation with your husband. Okay. So
what would the conversation be with you?
My conversation would
be
like,
what would be your demand, your list of demands for you to get married?
I would be like, if we have kids, how do we want to raise them? What kind of lifestyle do we have? Where do we want to live? He might be like, I really want to move to the country. Well, I love the city. I'm a city girl. I would talk about what kind of lifestyle we want to have, that I work a lot, that I'm work obsessed, that my work comes first. If I was in a relationship, I'd probably make compromises around that. I'd want to talk about the fact of what would happen if we are attracted to other people at some point, because that happens.
Because that's totally going to happen with you.
Yeah. So that happens. Like, so what are we going to do about it? Would he be open to eventually maybe opening up the relationship?
Where you can have sex with other people?
Maybe. I'm not saying I want to, because maybe this guy that I meet that I want to marry will be, I won't even be thinking that. But I just think that couples need
to
address
these guy?
Things. Dude, find him. Do you have his number?
Man, I don't know.
I know. It's taken me a long time to find him. But I'm not really looking right now. But I am going to start dating on Match and doing all that crazy stuff. So I'm going to do it.
Can we make a video? Oh, my God. Can we do one of those on-demand videos for Comcast television?
What?
Dating on demand? Oh, it's the best
ever. What
do you mean? It's these video, like a video blog that you would do about yourself, and people can watch it on Comcast cable,
okay.
Like on demand. It is so good.
Can anyone do it?
Huh?
Can anyone
do it? Yeah. Oh my God. I don't know why I've never thought of this
before.
I have
no idea what you're talking about.
I can pull up some some videos.
So anybody can submit it, and it's on the internet.
Yeah, you go. They'll have like an event, right? And they go, oh, we're taping new dating on demand videos, just go to meet up at this certain bar, and then you're gonna go sit in front of the camera and you talk about yourself, you know, like, oh hi, I'm Emily Morris, I'm super rad. And then they put it up on Comcast cable, and people can go with their remote and they click dating on demand. I'm like, oh, who's this girl Emily?
So there's a bunch of women who have uploaded their profiles.
Yeah, and then you click on it,
do it,
and people watch it.
Let's do it. Will you help me?
Yeah, and then they go to the website, they type in your number.
How many women have done this?
Oh, thousands.
Okay, let's do it. Will you write this down?
Dating on demand.
I'm writing it down.
I don't know why it just hit me right now.
Because you're a genius.
Dating on demand.
Okay, should we move into our next sex in the news story, or did we have anything else to say about Kim Kardashian? Don't feel bad for her. She probably didn't.
I don't feel bad for her.
They live together. This is another thing. Like, they moved in together and realized it was so stupid. It was a mistake.
Here's a dating on demand profile for you.
It's Comcast though?
Yeah.
But so is it on television too?
Yes. Here we go. Ready?
Ready.
I'm just looking for somebody to have fun with. That's it. I'm not into having a long-term relationship, and I don't want to get married again ever.
That's you.
Well, my profession is that I don't work, okay? And I love it because I get to take advantage of so many things, and work sucks.
Sounds
my
like
nickname is number one because I'm always the first person in line for everything. Well, my main thing is going to see free movies because I love movies. And why should I pay for something that I don't have to?
Yes.
My idea of hell is that there wouldn't be any more freebies in town.
Okay, she's cheap and lazy.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah.
like a winner.
She sounds awesome. Okay, let's check out this guy. I love it. Dating on demand, everybody. To search on YouTube.
Dating on demand.
What I'm looking for.
This is real.
Yes, beautiful. Any person who wants to go out with me.
Oh, my God. Anyone
well,
with a pulse.
I work at Wood Pallet Development. Make pallets. And
he makes pallets.
And a forklift driver.
He's homeless.
And no, he's not.
Is,
he's drunk.
He might be a little...
I love a beautiful woman, if that's what you want to know.
I'll date anyone who go out with me.
That has a pulse.
If they got a pulse, they should call me up right now.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I'll do it.
Good.
I'm doing everything I can to find the guy.
All right. Find some... Here's another thing, a note for you guys for the website. No. Sexwithemily.com. Find some really good ones from YouTube and then post them on the website.
Perfect. We'll do that today.
Dating on demand. Yeah, it's so good.
I love
good.
It. Is it new or it's been around?
No, it's been around for a long time. Hopefully awesome. They still do it. I just remembered it from a couple
years
ago.
I'll just do it and post it around. Do you ever see that video that guy did a few months ago? It was a year ago of his, like, I'm looking for my mate. And he did this whole website. And he was trying to find a partner. And he did, like, this really cool website all about him. And mm-hmm. he had everyone email it around. And it was like, I'm single. It was a cool website, though.
Really?
Yeah. Not, it wasn't, like, some stupid video like that. Okay, ready? Next sex in the news story.
Okay.
Sex toy in luggage elicited a wildly inappropriate note from TSA agent, traveler says. So an alert that the Transportation Security Admission and Administration screener at New Jersey's Newark Airport apparently spotted a sex toy stuffed inside a passenger's luggage and offered the traveler some encouragement. Get your freak on, girl! Was found written in black ink on the back of a TSA notice. Passenger Jill Filipovic revealed on her Twitter page. She says, just unpacked my suitcase and found the note from TSA, she tweeted. Guess I discovered a personal item in my bag. Wow. It was a $15 bullet vibe from Babeland about the most basic sex toy you can imagine. It has now been officially retired since I have no idea if the TSA agents manhandled it. She discovered the note on Tuesday as she landed in Dublin. It's wildly inappropriate. I'm friggin' disturbed. That is so disturbing that they go through and they find your sex toys and write you notes. That guy should be fired, that TSA agent. My luggage is, you can inspect my luggage, but don't make any comments.
How many times do you think this has happened to you?
No, but what an idiot.
What?
They're going to lose their job if they can track, but they probably won't be able to track who did it.
Oh, yeah. They never. They can't even find your bag. They won't do that.
I know. My bag got lost. I mean, that's crazy. I always fly with sex toys, but you got to take the batteries out because then they turn on by mistake and it's a bad mistake. Anyway, that's funny. That's embarrassing, but I think that's kind of a funny story.
I think it is. At least the chick was lighthearted about it.
Yeah, she was tweeted it.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. I would tweet the photo if she did.
Some people would probably freak out and want to sue the airline.
I would sue. I'd be like, none of your commentary. Oh, like, what are they, like, nice shirt or ugly dress you're wearing? Why'd you pack that dress? Like, who asked you, TSA agents? You're just looking for drugs and guns. Like, leave me alone. Okay, Prince Harry is dating a California cocktail waitress who looks like Kate Middleton.
I've seen her.
Prince Harry is apparently dating a cocktail waitress from San Diego who looks like her sister. Looks like his sister-in-law. Remember when Prince Harry was coming to California, but he was not going to date you? However, this is wrong if your name is Jessica Donaldson and you are a cocktail waitress from San Diego. Because according to the always reliable British tabloid citing a source, Miss Donaldson and Prince Harry have been out on two dates, lunch at a beachside restaurant and dancing while drinking tequila at a beachside tavern. However, the cocktail waitress denies dating Prince Harry. Our dreams of Prince's cocktail waitress might be premature. Hi, honey. Can you imagine bringing home to, like, the prince? Like, I found this great cocktail waitress. She makes a mean margarita.
She has a giant tattoo, too, on the side of her. But she does look like Kate Middleton.
Really? You saw a picture of her?
Yeah, I've seen her
I haven't
before.
Seen the picture.
But, yeah, she's totally denying that they're hanging out.
Right.
Because she has a live-in boyfriend.
Of course. But Prince Harry comes to town and the boyfriend.
Yeah, because that's why you can never trust them hoes, Emily. You know, you got a live-in girlfriend that you're probably helping to support. You're paying all the bills, working hard at home, and then some prince comes by and steals your lady.
Yeah, but he's the prince. You got to understand.
Oh,
it's a prince.
You got to understand. I'm glad.
No, that's
I love
pretty
your...
bad. She's got a boyfriend. People don't cheat. Break up first.
I love your attitude on that.
I know.
But he's the prince.
Yeah, but honey, how many women how many women would go out with the prince? If they're at home, if they're had a boyfriend at home that they're probably tired of sleeping with anyway, and then the prince comes to town.
Wow.
Wow, Emily. Wow.
Where's morals? You're never gonna, your morals? I'm gonna find the one day.
I am gonna find the one.
Nah, you're gonna maybe find the one, but then Prince Harry's gonna come by.
He's too young for
me. And then it's over.
But he's cutie pie. Okay, today, just so you know, we're going to be reading your emails in a second, but it's Halloween, and we're going to be doing some trick or cheating. What constitutes cheating and how to tell if you're being cheated on? I just wanted to recap that.
All right.
That's coming up next. And we can get some emails. We've been getting tons of emails lately.
Since you've been gone.
Since I've been gone.
They're all piled
up.
Yeah,
I think it's because, I don't know why, but we always get tons of emails, but we've been getting tons of emails. Feedback@sexwithemily.com. Or right on my website, there's an Ask Emily button, and you can just do it right there, sexwithemily.com.
And follow me on Instagram. My Instagram's been blowing up. I have I Instagrammed a photo of you on television.
And a lot of people liked
the photo.
That's so cool.
And they
cool.
said good things. So there is Sex with Emily listeners that are following me on Instagram.
Okay,
so
how do we follow you?
If you have the Instagram Gram app, it's a photo app for your iPhone. Instagram, just download it and then search White Menace.
I'm getting my iPhone this week.
Oh, and they were saying that too. They're like, you got to get Emily on Instagram.
I know. I would be all over it.
And I told them that you would be on it soon.
Okay, I'm doing it. I know my friend just got it this week. They're out for my calling plan, for my...
Yeah, your service.
My service. Okay, so topics on today's show include for emails... Penis pumps, online dating suggestions, how to get your husband to have more sex, and masturbation guilt. So here we go.
All right.
Hi, Emily. I just wanted to say I watched you on the Today Show this morning, and you were great. Best of luck with all your latest endeavors. Hope to see you in my spin class with your mom on your next trip to town. That's from Steve. He's a friend of mine. I didn't even realize it was in here. He's a friend of mine, and I see him in spin class when I go to Michigan. Okay, so. Okay. Hey, if you still have a penis pump, I would love to try it, and we'll even give you a report on how it works. Thanks, your homie from Michigan, Bill. Okay, I don't have a penis, but I do have some extra penis pumps from an advertiser we had last year, and I can maybe send it along. But you can also try Tenga masturbation tools for men, which enhance your confidence and stamina. And experiencing the stimulation from Tenga helps to increase your stamina, preventing premature orgasm during sexual intercourse. So Tenga is your best personal trainer. So let me see if I can dig up some penis pumps for you, Bill. But also, Tenga does a lot of the same things that the penis pump is promising.
How many penis pumps do you have left?
A bunch. I should sell them.
Do you ever give them to anybody that you date? Hey, check this out.
No, that'd be insulting.
No.
Hi, would you mind? Like, it's like the worst present ever. I'm buying you a penis pump because your penis is too small.
No, it's a gag gift.
That's what I'm giving you for your birthday. You spoiled it.
What? Just a penis pump?
I'm giving you something else. And I know you're going to like
it. I'm insulted. We'll see.
Okay. So, anyway, Emily, I would suggest you might try eHarmony in addition to other online dating sites because I've been talking about the online dating sites I'm going to use. Mm-hmm. I used eHarmony several years ago and communicated online with 75 women before finally getting far enough into the process where it seemed appropriate to call one of my matches. Mm-hmm. We hit it off well on the phone. She became the first and only person from eHarmony that I dated. We married 3 years later and have been married now for 4 years, but we still live in different cities, but that's a whole nother story. Bottom line, give eHarmony a try as well. Thanks, John from Louisville, Kentucky. He's a premium member.
The only thing about eHarmony, the commercials, they have the old guy on there. And I'm just like kind of creeped out about the old guy.
I know, because I think of eHarmony, I think older people.
Yeah.
That's what but I think they've changed. You know what? Recently, they've changed their ad campaign so it's not so old people. Because that's what I was thinking
because
too.
Probably OkCupid is like murdering them with the young people. So.
I know. We're having the founder of OkCupid on the show in a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk about OkCupid because I think I might just like kind of diversify and try them all out. But I think that's going to be a full-time job is like monitoring all the people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Assuming that people are interested in dating me. I think I just have friends who like date on these sites and they say it's a full-time, like it's a second job.
Cool.
Because they get so many responses. Why are you laughing?
No, I'm just...
Maybe I should have you filter.
Yes. Let me filter. That would be the best
ever.
I would
like you to fix me up with someone that you think is appropriate.
Okay. I'll fix you up with a couple people.
Really?
Yeah.
That you think that would go out with me?
Yeah, they'll go out with you, definitely.
Yeah, they'll go out with you.
But they might be outside your realm of...
you don't know who I date.
Of wacky, yoga guys. I don't know any guys that have ponytails.
I slept with one yoga guy.
I don't...
And he did not have a ponytail.
That? Who does that?
Who
yoga
sits
guy?
With a yoga instructor? Everybody.
I know. Who does it? That's gross.
He was a good yoga instructor.
Creepy yoga guy.
I loved
guy.
When he did my corrections.
Ugh.
He'd come over and like move my butt and stuff. It felt really good.
Creepy yoga
And then I boned
guy.
Him just once. Okay. Emily, my husband and I have been married for a year, but been together for almost four. We have never really had much of a sex life. I have come from a few highly sexual relationships before him. However, before me and my husband hadn't been with anyone seriously, so he didn't have sex that often. On average, we have sex maybe once a week. By the way, I am 24. He is 27. I don't feel like this is normal. I want sex so much more often than he does. There will be times when I wait as long as I can without coming on to him just to see how long he will go before he notices we haven't been having sex. When we do have sex, it's just not enthusiastic. It's always the same. I guess my question for you is, how do I get my husband on the same page as me sexually? How do I get him to understand how important sex is? How do we make it fun and not embarrassing for him, but still a little wild and crazy for me? Sarah from Kansas.
Sarah, you know what, Sarah? Can I give a suggestion? I'm sorry to cut you off.
I like to go.
Okay,
what?
You go for it. You go first. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's sex with Emily. I apologize. I had an idea that shot in my head.
Hold on. It's
different advice than I usually give.
Is it good advice?
I think it is.
Oh, so it is different than you usually give.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. So you've been together 4 years. Okay, so here's the thing. Sarah, this is a common issue that people have different sex drives, sex desires, and sex desires. You want a little more kinky, a little crazy. He wants a little less. And first thing is, I think you got to look at sex drive. I mean, maybe a lot of men who don't want to have sex, a lot of times it has to do with stress or anxiety around work or money or financial stuff. So it can really inhibit a man's libido when that stuff's happening in his life. So I just want to ask you, has there been any undue stress? Have you guys moved? Has he lost his job? Is there anything else happening? Because that can inhibit his ability to want to have sex. And I would say that it is common for couples to have, like I said, to have different sex drives. And it's all about compromising. You might not be getting all the sex that you want as often, but maybe you can get a little more. So first I would talk to him. Like, I don't know if you've ever had this conversation with him before. Maybe this is the first you've talked about this to me, and I am honored. But there's, you know, nothing like talking to him and just saying, you know, I love our – and again – when you talk to your partner about sex, you have to really start with something positive, because men and women don't like to take criticism very easily, especially around sex. So you'd say, you know, it's so amazing. I love when we have sex and the way you kiss my neck, or I love when we have sex, or whatever. And then you could say, I really would think it would be great if we could have sex more frequently, and then see what he says to that. He might just say, I'm not in the mood. I don't want it. I'm stressed. And maybe you guys could start talking about some emotions around that. As far as getting on the same page sexually, because you want it to make it a little wild and crazy, I would say start with the conversation about fantasies. That's a really good icebreaker for couples to say, what is your number one fantasy? What do you think about when you're masturbating, or what do you want to try? And then you share some of yours, you know, or if you don't have any fantasies, or if there's nothing that you want to share, because sometimes we have fantasies and it doesn't mean we want them to come true. You can tell him, you know what really made me hot? That one time when we had sex and we were on the beach, or we were in the bedroom and you tied me up, or whatever it is. You give him reinforcement and you let him know what kind of things you like and that you're into. The reason why I wrote my book, and I'm not like here to totally plug my book, but it's Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight, because there are these little things in the book. They're not difficult. They're not like crazy Kama Sutra things that you have to do, but they're like, leave him a sexy note, dress up one night, make him dinner and dress up in some sexy lingerie, and get him into your sexual realm. And you have to make the move, it sounds like. It sounds like he's not going to do it. And you should try talking to him. You should try little things to spice it up. Maybe he comes in the door and you give him a massage. You tell him to get undressed and you're going to give him a sexy massage, or you make him a special dinner, or whatever it is that he likes. But if you start the dialogue with him and find out what really turns him on and what turns him off and why he doesn't want to have sex, I think that you have to do some talking and you have to do some actions and you have to spring some interesting sex things at him. And you can let him know, I like a little more freaky. It would be great if you tied me up one day. I'd love to be blindfolded. I'd love to have sex in the shower. Again, communication is a lubrication, and couples just like they get married, they get together, and they never talk about sex, which is the glue of a relationship, which is why I'm concerned here, because if you don't get on the same page sexually, it will wreak havoc on your relationship. Couples think like, oh, everything's great. We love hiking together and cooking together and we watch TV every night and things are great, but sex, not so great. You can't say that, because if you don't, if you're not connecting sexually, it will eventually. That is the glue. Sex is the glue, and anyone who tells you that differently is wrong. It's the intimacy. It's important for your relationship, and so I'd say you got to talk and you got to try some different. Tell them what you want. Menace, now for your comment.
My comment was going to be don't talk to them, because guys don't like talking.
Right.
I was going to try something else first and then do what Emily says. All right. My suggestion is, start dolling yourself up. Start looking hot. But don't do the thing where women throw it in men's faces, say, oh, look at me. I'm looking hot. All these guys are into me. That's totally going to piss him off. That's right. Totally going to turn him off. He's not going to be into it. But, don't throw it in his face. Just start, hitting the gym, maybe getting a tan, looking hot.
Right.
And see what happens from
there.
You're
so about the tan. Menace thinks the tan changes everything.
No, you're right. There's I don't know if there's a girl that I'm in love with. She's totally pale.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
but, right. Just take care of yourself a little bit and see what happens there. And see
maybe you come home, maybe every night he comes home from work, or you come home from work and you put on sweats, your baggy sweats and your old college t-shirt, and maybe that's not hot for him.
Just don't throw on the 80s fluffy, frilly, sexy lingerie. Right. That's so –
Well, find out what turns him on. Ask him what his biggest turn-ons are. I would say you tell him your most memorable sex experience with him, and you should ask him – what's your most memorable experience that we've had? And maybe he loved this one time when you did, I don't know, you made him dinner and then you seduced him. I'm not sure what it is, but I would just suggest having conversations. And I know that men don't like talking often, but I would say
their penis shrivels into their insides.
But she's got to talk to him because something's going on with him. And I think it could be stress. It could be something. So there is going to have to be some dialogue around this.
Dialogue. Such a boner killer.
Okay. Such a boner killer. Okay. Dear Emily, I finally got a chance to see what the Tenga actually is, and I want it. Where can I get one in the U.S.? You can go to tenga.co.jp. You can also, I believe, adamandeve.com sells the Tenga, and you get 50% off most
items. Or there should be a link right on sexwithemily.com.
There will be a link on sexwithemily.com.
Today.
Also, I've got one. This is where you could get it, babeland.com, goodvibes.com, thepleasurechest.com. This is a premium member, Stan, from Costa Mesa, California. Thank you so much. I think that you should try any of those stores. So you are in Costa Mesa. Costa Mesa. How do you say that?
Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa. There is a Babeland, and there's a Pleasure Chest, which is in L.A. So those are two good places to get it. And you could probably also order it online at tenga.co.jp.
Yeah. And actually,
and thanks for being a premium Friends with Benefits
member. There's actually a link on your website. I'm just
there isn't
a hard
yet.
Time.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, people love the masturbation sleeve. Okay, I think
it was really popular with the people that have been coming in lately that you had them laying out here.
I know.
There's so many different kinds.
There's so many different kinds of Tenga masturbation sleeves. There's like – they all have different nubby feelings to them. And I think there's like 6 or 7 of them. There's like the spiral, the module, the zen, the polygon, the pile. They have 3-dimensional textures to them. So you just have to go online and check out which ones you like. And at the Tenga website, you can do that.
It's a 3D thing for your ween.
3D for your ween. Okay, let's get into today's topic. Happy Halloween. We're going to do some trick or cheating. What constitutes cheating and how to tell if you are being cheated on.
Let me see what you got, Emily.
How can you tell?
Can you just how would you be an expert in this subject?
Okay, well, I'm an expert in this subject because I would say – from my perspective, if he starts locking his phone, he takes his phone into the shower, he comes home late from work, he starts using new product, he starts changing his wardrobe, he's got a new BFF at work and they grab lunch every day and sometimes they meet for drinks later. I would say if he loses interest in sex or when you have sex with him, he tries some totally different move that he's never done before, that's some things that I think.
The phone... I take it with me all the time.
I do too.
In the bathroom.
I do too.
Too. But it's not – doesn't mean I'm
– but if he wasn't doing that before?
I do that since the beginning. Okay. So if he wasn't doing it before, all right.
Okay.
That's from television. People – they use that scenario on television all the time.
Which one?
Where people go to the bathroom to cheat. and talk on the phone.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I would say look for changes in relationship priorities. Is he spending more time on the internet with his friends, reading the newspaper, or any other tasks besides spending time with you? So is he like all of a sudden spending less time with you?
That doesn't mean he's cheating on
you. It could be a sign that he's cheating. It doesn't mean
that
he's cheating on you.
That he's reading the newspaper and he's still in the same area as you, or he's playing video games.
I'm just saying all of a sudden he's just withdrawing a little bit.
So. If he's withdrawing in a different area and not hanging out in the same area as you, cool. But if you're telling women right now, if a guy is reading a newspaper or playing video games in the same room as you, and that's a sign of cheating, you're overanalyzing right
now. If he's spending more time on the internet, I didn't just say newspaper or any other task. But let's say he used to always drink coffee with you in the morning and you had a thing, and then he's starting just to be more secretive and spending more time on the internet, and it doesn't have to do with work.
What about you reflect your attitude? Like, how has your attitude been lately? Why he would be acting like that?
Say that again.
Maybe you have, like, kind of a negative attitude.
Yeah, maybe I've been a bitch lately, and he's, like, totally ignoring me.
I wasn't going to throw out the B word. I was thinking of different ways to say it, but maybe you've been
a bitch. Bitch is legit.
Yeah, maybe you've been.
They say it on radio.
Yeah, they do. I say it on radio all the time. But I'm just saying that. If you're being a bitch, yeah, he's going to act that way too. And then all your girlfriends around you are going to tell you he's cheating on you. No, he's not cheating on you. You are acting like a bitch and he doesn't want to be around you.
Okay.
True or not true?
If you're being a bitch, yes. Let's assume you're not being a bitch and he's displaying these behaviors for argument's sake.
Then I can agree with you on that.
Awesome. Bring to his attention that you feel unwanted and you want to plan some special time together. Most likely, if he does not take you seriously and decide to work on your relationship, he might be considered cheating. These are all, like, not that he is cheating, but he might be cheating. You try to talk to him and you're like, let's spend more time together. And he's like, can't, got to surf the web, got to go on Facebook. Okay. If arguments and disagreements are few and far between, he could be thinking about cheating. If you do not argue, it could be a sign that he is thinking about cheating. When you bring up
So if we're arguing, we're having problems, and he might be thinking of leaving me for somebody else. But then if we're not arguing, then he could be plotting and cheating on you. What the hell is that?
You never know. I'm just telling you.
What
are
you talking about?
If you try to
talk
to him
about it. You can't trust women at all.
If he is uninterested in having a daily conversation with you, that is not a good sign. He might just be, like, withdrawing. I mean, but it might not mean that he's cheating. But
these
are just some
ideas. Maybe he's bored with the relationship. It doesn't mean he's cheating.
Yeah, the next step is cheating.
No. The
next
step is you get
out
of the relationship.
Right, exactly. Okay, here's some reasons why women might cheat. All right. Many women don't cheat, especially when they're in happy relationships. However, some do.
Lies. They just don't. They never say it.
The incidence of extramarital intercourse for women is 25%, and the estimate of single women who've cheated is even higher. And if a woman is going to cheat, there are surprisingly specific times when she's likely to do it. You want to hear what they are?
Yes.
She's been promoted at work.
Yeah. You know how she got that promotion?
She effed her boss. When she reaches a milestone, say, in her career, she may start to think, now what? For her next challenge, she may focus on another bigger part of life, say her relationship. Riding on the high of her work success, she feels that her goals are achievable and should be motivated to get the rest of her life on track. Also, women with fat salaries are more likely to cheat.
So you're telling me, hold on, you're telling me real quick that every time a woman is doing better than her man, if I'm getting this right, she goes on to the next man. True
not
or not
time.
True?
I'm not saying
isn't
that.
What? You just read it right
it's
there.
It's an indicator. It could happen if she's got it. She's making a lot more money.
Hasn't this been a theory that
women make more money and they dump guys?
They do, or no?
Or
but
cheat?
I'm telling you, like in Hollywood, every time a woman gets like a bigger role than the guy that she's dating,
same
she dumps
with the guy.
Man. No,
same with the guy.
No,
he dates he dumps his 40-year-old for the 20-year-old.
No.
A University of Washington study found that people who earned $75,000 or more per year were 1.5 more times likely to have an extramarital sex than those earning less than $30,000. So you sort of feel more invincible. I've got money. I've got disposable income. I'm looking great. I have money to do my hair and get all this stuff done. And so I'm going to F someone else. Okay.
I just want to move to Alaska.
Here's the plan to avoid. I know. Here's the plan to avoid that. Brag about your women's promotion. Most guys make the mistake of not doing enough to celebrate their girlfriend's accomplishments.
Oh, I totally would.
When she sees you honoring her, she'll feel valued by you as she does at work.
Would I or wouldn't I totally brag and pump up my girlfriend and say if she had a big ass promotion?
I hope you would, but a lot of guys, to be honest, are threatened by women's success.
Hell no. I want my woman to be successful. I don't want a woman that has to depend on me.
I hear you, and I don't want a man to depend on me. But a lot of guys are threatened, many men, not all men, many men are threatened by women's success, by women who are more successful than they are.
No, not me.
Yeah, they are. Not you.
Yeah.
Thank God, not you. You get
true,
a medal.
True,
but not
true.
You, honey. You are, I think you are a feminist and you appreciate women and you love women. And I think that you promote women. You have always helped women in your career. And I think that you are just pro-woman. I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
I'm talking about other dudes who are threatened by it. And I've dated guys who are like threatened by it. They never want to talk about my career and they don't want to. Yeah. And those are the guys that you dump.
All right.
So brag about her promotion, and when she sees you honoring her, she'll feel more valued. Okay, another reason why she might cheat, she's moving in with you.
What?
Now that you're together 24/7 and sharing every detail of your life, there's not as great a need to keep the conversation flowing every minute. She could subconsciously interpret this as meaning that you think she's boring.
I do think you're boring.
If there's someone else around who finds her attractive and intriguing and shows it, she might go for him instead. A survey found that 41% of women who've cheated did it with a coworker.
I know. You can't trust those chicks. I'm telling you, Emily, you can't trust them.
No chicks?
None.
And again, with the whole goal thing, now that you've moved in together, she'll be thinking about the next step, such as engagement or marriage. So here's the plan for the guys. Make it clear that you're thinking of living together as a starting point. Talk about the future. Talk about her and your future. So talk. Everyone needs to friggin' talk. Okay.
I just thought you never lived with anybody.
I've never lived with anybody. And I have a friend who thinks that's odd.
It is odd that you've never lived with somebody.
I know. I never wanted to.
Why? I don't know. I love to
I just
live with
like
somebody.
My own space in my house, walking around, listening to music, dancing naked.
I can call somebody else up to come hang out at the
house. Have phone sex with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Okay, so she thinks you've cheated. Revenge affairs are common.
Yes.
Women have them in attempt to restore self-esteem and feel desirable again. She'll want to get even. The plan, if you are cheating or have cheated before, confess and apologize. There's a survey that says the woman who's the author of the monogamy myth showed that 86% of couples who discussed one partner's affair are still married, compared with 59% of couples who barely talked about it. If you're not cheating, she's being paranoid and she probably has low self-confidence. Your job? Compliment her sincerely, specifically, and often.
You're posing for pictures.
Was that a good picture?
No, but I don't know. I'll have to look at it later. But I hear about this happening all the time.
What?
Where a woman can't even confirm if a guy's cheating at all. It's just she has the idea in her head because she's overanalyzed every single little thing that he's done.
I totally agree.
And then
she
goes out and sleeps with some other person. And then, oops, wait a minute, my boyfriend wasn't cheating the whole time.
I'm not trying to make people paranoid.
Why do you guys get so paranoid about everything?
I think that because we need a lot of attention from men. And if he's not showing it or he's withdrawing, that we're like, oh, he's cheating.
I think it also is – I put a lot not on the woman directly – but a lot about her friends around her. I think the worst thing is a woman's best friend. Seriously. That's like their biggest downfall. Because the woman's best friend will feed them so much crap, jealousy. Women are so catty. It's ridiculous.
I don't have friends like that.
Wow. You're one in a million.
I know.
All right?
I have the most amazing friends. I understand what you're saying.
But you tell me these scenarios don't exist. They
right.
do.
They're totally. There are some women who are like, he's cheating on your girlfriend. Dump his ass.
Yeah.
Totally get those women exist. They're just not in my world. But I get it.
Yeah.
Totally get it. Okay, that's what we got for you for cheating. Anything else you want to say? I think that if your partner is cheating, I mean, a lot of times you'd say you think he's cheating. You're probably right. But I would do some investigation.
No.
Yeah, I've heard that.
No, that's
women's
you.
Intuition is a powerful mother effer.
I
would say –
No. This is what you should do. If you really think he's cheating, you should hit up Cheaters, the television show Cheaters, right? Or hit up a freaking private investigator. Get some solid evidence that he is cheating before you have some crazy freak out and destroy your relationship or go and sleep with somebody else before. You need solid evidence that he is cheating before you go do these things.
Agree. Don't go crazy, but just look at the signs and have a talk with them. Everything I'm talking about today is about communication. Communication is lubrication. Couples live together and they don't talk about anything, and it drives me insane. And it's like, talk. I appreciate your emails, but I'm like, next thing I'm going to tell you is to go talk to your partner about it. So happy Halloween. That's what we got time for today. Everyone go out and have some fun. Trick or cheating. Don't cheat.
You going to post some photos? Some sexy...
I'm trying to think if I have any pictures for me from Halloween last year. I probably do.
All right.
Are you going to be the gay Teletubby?
I didn't know it was the gay Teletubby.
I don't care.
Until
whatever. That's
the...
what he is.
I'm going to be the gay Teletubby.
Okay, awesome. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.